Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Well, it is April the 29th. It's a very special day in my house because this is the birthday of my beautiful wife, Natasha. And I want to say to her, and this is much different than when I say happy birthday to my kids who will not be listening to my podcast, chances are. My wife does listen faithfully, and so to my wife I say happy birthday, though this is certainly not the only time I'm going to say it or show her how much I love her on this special day, but I say it for all of my podcast friends that you will know that the love of my life has a birthday today and that she would want me to tell you that it is none of your business how old she is, and I'll leave it at that. But happy birthday to my love. I want to go into the second of what we call the fivefold ministries today from Ephesians 4. We're dealing with the verse-by-verse study from Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, and we're at prophet. And the New Testament prophet has a different function than the Old Testament prophet. There is certainly room for the prophet to tell of things that are coming up on the horizon. However, that is more Old Testament prophet. When you see that sort of prophecy, such as the book of Acts, where there's a prophecy about a famine that is coming, we might call it a prophecy, but according to Paul's teachings, that's a little more word of wisdom. That's God giving a word of his wisdom about a situation that is coming up. The definition of prophet as far as how they are to act or how they are to treat believers within the body is covered by the Apostle Paul whenever he says in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he who prophesies, third verse, he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. And then he says two verses later, I wish all of you spoke in tongues, but I wish even more of you prophesied, because the one that prophesies is greater than the one that speaks in tongues. Why is the one that prophesies greater? Well, because the one that speaks in tongues needs an interpretation in a public setting, but the one who prophesies needs no interpretation because he's speaking directly into someone's life. The question then is, what is he or she speaking directly into someone's life? According to 1 Corinthians 14:3, the prophet is edifying, exhorting, and comforting. So if you are having someone speak into your life that is a so-called prophet, and they're not edifying you, they're not exhorting you, and they're not comforting you, they're not a prophet. And if they're just calling to remembrance your sin and pointing out negative in your life, they have to be a familiar spirit because the Spirit of God doesn't look at those things. The fourth pillar of the new covenant in Hebrews 8 is their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So how is a New Testament prophet walking up talking about your sin? I thought the Holy Ghost didn't remember your sins anymore. He doesn't. So what's the prophet doing bringing them to your mind? You're dealing with someone who's trying to prophesy under the old covenant. And we've always been infatuated with the old covenant prophets. I mean, the disciples say to Jesus, whenever he's rejected in Samaria, do you want us to call down fire on him like Elijah? Look, they go get a really good Old Testament example of a prophet. And Jesus says, you don't even know what spirit you're of. No, I don't want you to call down fire on him. The Son of Man didn't come to destroy men's lives. He came to save them. So the prophet's office, he certainly in the New Testament had a special revelation to the early church. The function, there was some prediction. But there was exhortation, there was encouragement, there was explanation, there was even some warning. The teachings that the New Testament prophets and apostles laid for the foundation of the church have, in some respects, been discontinued. There are some things that they did that are not necessarily being done. Ephesians, let me make sure I'm in the right passage before I read it. Yeah. Ephesians 2:20, the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets with Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. What did he mean? There's a role that a New Testament prophet and apostle plays, and by New Testament I mean literally those in the New Testament that was foundational for the church. We'll move into evangelists tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.